The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. As-salatu was-salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayki ya Rasulullah. وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Mandi channel, welcome to another silsila of Paths to Success. And inshallah azawajal, today we got a unique topic regarding a unique personality, and that is Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz. So our topic today is Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz Rahmatullah Alayhi, who this great Wali of Allah is. Inshallah Azzawajal, we will learn regarding his life, his piety, his walayat, and how he spread the deen of Islam throughout parts of Hind and many parts of the world, Alhamdulillah Azzawajal. So my dear Islamic brothers, our topic today, Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz Rahmatullah Alayhi. And today, Alhamdulillah, we've got Muballigeen. We have, Alhamdulillah, Azawajal with us, Iftihar Bhai. Alhamdulillah, Iftihar Bhai, how are you? MashaAllah, Azawajal. We also have Waseem Bhai with us, Alhamdulillah, Azawajal. InshaAllah, Azawajal, we'll be getting some Madani Poos from Waseem Bhai as well. And Alhamdulillah, we have Sayyid Sahab with us as well, InshaAllah, Azawajal. Muni Bapu, Sayyid Sahab, how are you? MashaAllah. Alhamdulillah, our Naat Khan today is Hafiz Adil, inshaAllah, will be listening to praise of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as well as Mankabat of Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullah alayhi. Let's listen to a fazila of reciting salutation, peace and blessings upon the best of mankind, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It's mentioned that once a person, he saw in his dream that a terrifying creature, and when he saw this terrifying creature, he said, "Who are you?" The creature said that, "I am your bad deeds." Now that person, he asked that, "How do I gain protection from you?" The creature replied, "By sending abundance of salutations, abundance of darood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala sallam." So my dear viewers, if you want to gain salvation and if you want to gain najat from difficulties, from worries, from problems, and even terrifying creatures, and the result of this is by reciting Durood, salutation, peace and blessings upon the best of mankind, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Any problem, any difficulty you might be in, recite peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. With the blessings of reciting Durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, inshallah, we will gain salvation from that as well, inshallah. Try to send peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in abundance, inshallah. This will be a means of us, of difficulties removing from our lives, getting rid of hardship, inshallah. Inshallah, we will start by listening to the Holy Quran and praise of the beloved Prophet by Hafiz Adil, inshallah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية فادخلي في عبادي وادخلي جنتي صدق الله العظيم صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله. لم يأتي نذيرك في نظر العالم،
I guess.
الله يا حبيب الله بر سنهار ريم جيم ريم جيم دو بود ادھر بھی گرا جانا لم یاتی نظیر کا بھی نظر مثل تو نشد پیدا جانا الروح فدا یا رسول اللہ یا حبیب اللہ یا رسول اللہ یا حبیب اللہ بس خامہ خام نبائے رضا نا یہ طرز ارشاد احبانا عاطف تھا ارشاد احبانا عاطف تھا ناچار اس راہ پڑا جانا لم یاتی نظیروں کا فی نظر شد پیدا جانا جگ راج کو تاج تو رے سر سو ہے تجھ کو شہ دو سرا جانا
MashaAllah, what can we say about the great Mujaddid Imam Ahmad Raza Khan's kalam? SubhanAllah, just touches the heart. Our topic today, my dear viewers, is Khaja Gharib Nawaz Rahmatullah Alayh. Khaja Gharib Nawaz Rahmatullah Alayh's name was Hassan, and Khaja Gharib Nawaz Rahmatullah Alayh, a unique personality. We talked about the Awliya Allahs before, we talked about different Walis of Allah. Khaja Gharib Nawaz Rahmatullah Alayh is known amongst them great Awliya Allahs. He's known as Sultan-e-Hind, the King of Hind, you can say, Alhamdulillah Azawajal, because Khaja Gharib Nawaz Rahmatullah Alayh, he traveled to Hind. And there, we know about how many people embrace Islam. Inshallah Azawajal, we will discuss all this. We'll mention about his unique dawah and those people who embraced Islam on his hands and how he spread the deen in the great lands. And how Islam spread in the lands of Hind. We will learn about this inshallah in our silsila today about Khaja Gharib Nawaz. Khaja Gharib Nawaz, one of the uniqueness of Khaja Gharib Nawaz is, and this is uniqueness of some great walis of Allah like Hazur Ghaus-e-Azam Rahmatullah Alayh, is that he was from the lineage, from the family tree, was connecting to the beloved and the blessed Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He was a Hassani Husseini. Also, like Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, this was the uniqueness of Khaja Gharib Nawaz Rahmatullah Alayh. He was from his mother's side, he was from Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and from his father's side, he was from Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And also, another thing I want to mention here, and this is something for you to think, Khaja Gharib Nawaz Rahmatullah Alayh, he came in roughly about the 6th century. And I want to put a question to all the viewers to think that who else came in this great 6th century? and which who was also a Hasni Husseini. Inshallah, you will get the answer in the in our program also, inshallah. So we will turn towards our Muballigin, inshallah, and see what our Muballigin have got to say regarding this great personality, Haja Gharib Nawaz, rahmatullah alayhi, inshallah. Ji Wasim Bhai, Haja Gharib Nawaz, as we know, a great personality, a very well-known name in Pak and Hind, in that part of the world, and also a great Wali of Allah. He came in the early centuries, the 6th century, alhamdulillah, and great miracles were performed by Haja Gharib Nawaz. Ji Wasim Bhai, what have you got to say regarding Haja Gharib Nawaz?
First of all, it's a great honor to speak about this great personality, because, you know, it comes in narrations that where the pious people are mentioned, mercy of Allah descends upon those places. And now today we are speaking about that great personality. Through him, you could say millions accepted Islam, alhamdulillah. This great personality that, you know, there was this one Western person and he traveled to India. And it's mentioned that he traveled across the whole of India. And then when he was leaving India, he came to this conclusion. Now look, I've traveled the whole of India, but I have found one blessed individual. He is in his mazar, he is in his grave, but he is ruling the whole of India. Allah. And that is Haja Mohinuddin Chishti, rahmatullah alayhi. Such a great personality. And just, mashallah, the introduction that you gave, that he was Hassani and Husseini as well. He was from the lineage of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But Abdul Hanan Bhai, just to begin, where did this all start from? When did the life change? When was, you know, Haja Sahib, who has this amazing status that we today we know of, where did this all start from? There was one major reason behind this was respect. Haja Sahib's respect for the elderly people. Because it's mentioned that up until the age of 15 years old, he was a normal youngster. And you know, his father passed away at a very young age. And up until then, he was a normal youngster. And his father left him a beautiful garden. And he would go look after the garden. And one day, at the age of 15 years old, he's in his garden now. And he's doing his things. And his next minute, you look, there's one elderly person, white beard. And he comes into that particular garden. Haja Sahib seen that this elderly person has come to my garden. And it's mentioned that he made him sit at a high place. He gave him some food. He gave him some grapes. He gave him some water as well. So meaning, in other words, he showed a lot of respect to this elderly person. And the elderly person was thinking to himself, a 15-year-old child showing me this much respect. It's mentioned he took something out from his pocket, Allah, a bread. And it's mentioned that he chewed a little bit of himself. And then he gave it to Haja Sahib to eat this. As soon as Haja Sahib ate this Abdul Hanan Bhai, you could say the lust of the interest of this world was taken away from him. He began to, you know, develop this desire to seek Islamic knowledge. And then, alhamdulillah, he sold his garden, he gave the money in the way of Allah, and alhamdulillah, he set out on this journey to seek Islamic knowledge. And now if you look at the foundation, if you look at the starting, what was the reason? The reason was respect. Now, unfortunately, today in our communities, in our society, in the world we live in, you know, the respect, it hardly exists anymore. The youngsters don't respect the elders don't respect the youngsters. Someone is speaking to someone who's their father's age and, you know, doesn't have to speak. Disrespectful, no respect at all. But if you look at this particular story, one great example, if we show respect to other people, inshallah, we will gain respect back. But on the other hand, if you don't show respect, there's no respect that is going to come back to you. But if you do show respect to other people, all that can be said is many doors will start to open for you. Exactly like this story. The Haja Sahib, at the age of 15 years old, he showed respect to an elderly person. And you can say after that his life changed, alhamdulillah. So the first lesson, the first message from today's episode, alhamdulillah, no matter if someone is young or no matter if someone is old, show respect to everyone, inshallah, show respect to the Ashikani Rasul, inshallah, you will see that your life will change, inshallah.
MashaAllah, very beautifully, Wasim Bhai has put this forward about respect, and you will see that this was uniqueness of the awliya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They always showed respect, and this was a beauty of the awliya Allah, the pious people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They, Wasim Bhai, I was listening to Bayan of Nigrani Shura, in which Nigrani Shura mentioned about talking about respect. He says that once that few brothers gathered, and amongst them there was one person whose son was with him. Now, as the tea is being given out to everyone, they approached that brother's child, his son. And he turned around and he said to the person who's giving the tea, he said, give it to my father. And the person thought maybe a youngster doesn't drink tea. And he gave it to his father and he was about to walk off. And the Nigrani Shura turned around and said to him, I think that in respect of his father, he said that give the tea to my father first. Yes, not that he didn't want tea. I think he wants tea also. If he asked him, when he was asked, he said, yes, this is why I've given. Nigrani Shura said that I said to the father, you are a very fortunate person. That your son is showing respect in this way, and this will take him a very long way. Inshallah. Why adab? They say be adab, be naseeb, ba adab, ba naseeb. Right? The person with who shows respect, he will gain respect. And the person who doesn't show respect, he will not gain respect.
Nobody talking about respect. Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. There is so much respect even for the pious individuals at the time. One is you reach a certain maqam in life, be it ilmi, be any other way, and then you start to belittle other people around you. But the Khaja rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh was not like this. Balkay, you know when this statement, this famous statement of Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, that qadami hazihi ala raqabati kulli waliyyillah, that this foot of mine is upon the neck of all awliya Allah. When this statement was mentioned, Hazrat Khaja rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was at the prime of his youth, and they were worshipping in an area near a mountain in Khurasan. And when this statement was mentioned, and Hazrat Khaja rahmatullahi ta'ala said, bal qadamaka ala ra'si wa ayni. So this was the reply given by, in respect for Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala.
Remember, you know, I'm talking about respect as well, and this from this initial story that we began with. If you look at this, you know, the awliya Allah, they are hidden amongst the people. So you know the point that you mentioned, that you know the pious people could be anyone. It could be anyone. You know, your employee, that could be a pious person. That could be a wali of Allah Azza wa Jal. So this is one message that, look, no matter who he is, you should show respect, inshallah Azza wa Jal, to the Ashikan and Rasul, because we don't know this person that we are disrespecting today. What if he's a wali of Allah? What if he's a friend of Allah Azza wa Jal? So we need to be very careful about this as well.
MashaAllah, dear viewers, we've been hearing, MashaAllah, you see the passion of the Muballigin. Alhamdulillah, when we talk about the pious people of Allah, everyone wants to mention something again. And this is something unique, that when we talk about the walis of Allah, the pious people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the heart, the body comes into a state. Alhamdulillah, we've got also Iftihar bhai with us, inshallah. We'll see what Iftihar bhai wants to add regarding Haja Gharib Nawaz rahmatullah alayhi. Iftihar bhai, Haja Gharib Nawaz rahmatullah alayhi, as we know, and mashallah, some things have been mentioned regarding Haja Gharib Nawaz rahmatullah alayhi. We started by him showing respect. Where are you going to start from?
Jibdul Hanan bhai, it's very important that regarding our pious predecessors, the awliya, and especially for the youngsters to learn these great names and for them to understand the missions and the hard work and the dedication and the worship that these great personalities went through to spread Islam in the subcontinent and around the world. If you look at the subcontinent and the countries that are in the subcontinent, if you look at Afghanistan, Pakistan, Bangladesh, Nepal, all these countries, we find so many Muslims. In millions we find Muslims there. And we see that Khwaja Gharib Nawaz Hassan Ajmeri Sanjari Alayhi Rahma, that he was sent by a mission by the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to go to this particular area of India to spread Islam. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, if you look at the life of Khwaja Gharib Nawaz alayhi rahma, he spent most of in trouble learning the beautiful deen. At the age of 15, was seen by mentioned Waqi. At the age of 20, he met his spiritual guide, his sheikh, at that age. And his sheikh alayhi rahma, he knew that a special talent has come to him. He had identified that. And he, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, guided him at that young age. And when he alayhi rahma continued to travel, and it's mentioned that he traveled to countries like countries as you mentioned, Iran, Baghdad Sharif, and other places. Eventually, when he alayhi rahma went to India and started to preach and teach to Dhawwe Lakh, 9 million people embraced Islam. 9 million. You know, that's easy to say. And we have to ask ourselves that, how many people have we invited to Islam? How many people have we brought into Islam? But yet we say these names very lightly. And when we look into detail, just about some of the aspects of their life, and what we need to learn from these great people is that, look, they sacrificed their life for certain objectives and missions. And the first one that I'm trying to mention is regarding knowledge. We mention their name and we eat and we do all these things, it's very good, but how much knowledge and how much acquiring knowledge is part of our life? We've memorized our football team, the substitutes as well. We know the cars, we know the MPs, we know single political leader in Pakistan, and you say learn 5 kalimat, bada mushkil kama. Very, very hard. We can't learn 5 kalimat, very, very hard. We say travel a madri kafula, due to the blessings of this, you'll learn so many farz, alum, that is unbelievable. And you also, inshallah, will gain this. If we are sitting here and we are not going to learn the knowledge, and we say we love the awliya, then I'm afraid to say there's something missing. If we claim we love the awliya, but we don't love knowledge, then we are not true in our claim. So So if we love the awliya and we love these great individuals, then inshallah azawajal, we have to acquire knowledge and also strive for this knowledge. Last thing I'll mention this time is that for striving for knowledge, yes, it's deep, it's very heavy on the nafs. When you want to strive for knowledge, it becomes difficult. You give up easily. As soon as you don't understand something, you leave madrasa. As soon as you don't understand something, you leave jamia, you leave your Islamic studies. You have to look at the how much Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz Ali Rahma, he strived and he traveled. He learned. Now you look at the subcontinent and a majority of the people in the subcontinent, alhamdulillah, due to the awliya, a Muslim today.
9 years old, Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullah memorized the whole of the Quran. And Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullah, you know, the brothers have mentioned the age of 15. And this was an age, it was a very difficult age for Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullah. Why? His father also passed away at that age. And you will find that a lot of the awliya Allah's father would have left them. And maybe they were the mother would be looking after them, and they would basically, the mother would be giving them permission to travel. And Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz was amongst them people at the early age, 15 years old. Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullah alayhi, he's leaving his home and he's traveling to places like Bukhara and Samarkand. These are other parts, although they are in Iran, and they're traveling to other parts. And because these were places of knowledge, Bukhara, Samarkand, Baghdad, these were known as the places of knowledge. People would travel the world just to seek the knowledge from these great places. And Sayyidina Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullah alayhi, he traveled to these lands, he studied there, he spent his basically the youth of his age. And a lot of people are, you know, when they think about their children, they want to be sending their children at this age to colleges, to universities, to educate them, to get a worldly degree. Yet the pious people of Allah, they were seeking the knowledge of deen. Sayyid Sahib, mashallah, we've heard a bit of Madani Pool from yourself, but I think if you can highlight us with some more regarding Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullah alayhi.
Ji, Abdul Hanan bhai, just carrying on slightly from Iftikhar bhai's point about those 90 lakh, 9 million individuals that accepted Islam on the hand of, mentioned to a certain extent, thought came from Sayyid Sahib, Abdul Hanan bhai, that it is 99.9% sure or confirmed, more than likely, that in Pakistan and India combined, at that time it was Hind, you see, like that one of our parents, our predecessors, accepted Islam on the hand of Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz, among those 9 million.
It won't be your Sayyid Sahib, but alhamdulillah, you're blessed, alhamdulillah, your family tree is blessed. Coming from the family of the Prophet,
other than
like
the
Sadat,
this was mentioned and all that. Before we get into the more detail about their life, I'd like to mention their birth. For example, it happened, Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, Hassan Sanjari Chishti Ajmeri rahmatullahi ta'ala, they were born in 537 Hijri, Istan or Sijistan in a present day Iran. And Abdul Hanan bhai, the beautiful thing about, as you mentioned earlier as well, that they both Hassani and Husseini. And Abdul Hanan bhai, I like to present to you their paternal and maternal lineage today.
Mashallah.
That what was the paternal lineage and their maternal lineage. The paternal lineage, the Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. They were the son of Hazrat Ghiyasuddin. They were the son of Hazrat Najmuddin Tahir, who was the son of Sayyid Ibrahim, who was the son of Sayyid Idris, who was the son of Hazrat Musa Qasim, who was the son of Hazrat Jafar Sadiq, who was the son of Muhammad Bakir, who was the son of Hazrat Zainul Abideen, and who was the son of Imam Hussein, who was the son of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. And the maternal side, Hazrat Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, who was the son of Bibi Ummul Wara, who was the daughter of Hazrat Sayyid Dawood, who was the son of Hazrat Abdullah Hanbali, who was the son of Hazrat Zahid, who was the son of Muhammad Morris, who was the son of Hazrat Dawood, who was the son of Hazrat Musa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was the son of Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah Makhfi, who was the son of Hazrat Imam Hassan Masna, and who was the son of Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he was the son of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So both sides,
this is a very, you know, short tree, a family tree, you know, if you look at, alhamdulillah, this is where, and the views of Madhi Chan should realize this, that how close Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullah was in the period. This is the 6th century, and you know, now we are on the
if we think of the Hanan by that, we won't know our grandparents, great grandparents' name. And Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz alayhi rahma, approximately 809 years later, we are still mentioning his blessed name, and we're learning about him, and we're getting happy. And people are still, getting the fares. It's not that he alayhi rahma has left and people are not getting the fares anymore. Yes, if you go to Ajmer Sharif and you go to India, people are coming in their crowds and in their thousands still and gaining the blessings just to get one side to do dua there. The langar that's being passed on. One thing is that even during the time of he alayhi rahma when he was in this world, that many people used to come and eat. And people were amazed to see that where's all this money coming from? Where's all this langar coming from? He alayhi rahma was asked once that, you know, where do you pay the bills for all of this langar coming? We know we have a big ijtima gathering and we would start sweating that the bill's 2,000, 3,000 pounds, 4,000 pounds. He alayhi rahma, he lifted up his masallah, his prayer mat underneath people saw the treasure. And he alayhi rahma said to the people, take as much as you need for the bill and off you go. This is the state of he alayhi rahma, that the piety, the taqwa, 809 years approximately have gone and we are still remembering. The lineage has been mentioned regarding his life, we mentioned it's documented. And alhamdulillah azza wa jal, if we also want to be remembered, we won't be remembered for what we do in this world. If somebody's going to be remembered, they're going to be remembered why? Their love and their ikhlas and for being mukhlis towards the deen, inshallah azza wa jal.
Mashallah, we haven't even started on the miracles of Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullah. I know the brothers are ready. Sakhar Bhai has put his tablet away and is ready to show some miracles of Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz.
Some of the disciples, they went to that river, the lake that was shown there, and they performed ghusl. When the non-Muslims, they saw this, they said that, look, these Muslims have entered the river and now the river is not pure anymore, it's become dirty. And when this complaint went back to Sultan al-Hind alayhi rahma, and he heard this, he sent his disciple with a pot. And when he took this pot towards that lake, the whole lake was captured inside that pot. We can imagine that one small pot, all that the water of that lake has come inside that pot. And they bring the pot to him and him alayhi rahma. And now there's no water to drink, to have a bath with, to do anything with. And they started to become worried and they start to complain. Now here alayhi rahma is smiling, thinking that, look, go do the things that you wanted to do. Now you got no water. You were complaining that we're making it filthy. There's no water left. After pleading in the court of Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz alayhi rahma, again he sent his disciple and they poured the water back out. And from that small part, the whole lake, it came back again. Now again, we're probably thinking, the viewers are probably thinking to themselves, that how is this possible? No, these miracles, we can't comprehend, they don't come into the thinking. And if we think and we understand from the Quran that Sulaiman alayhi salam and the taqt, I'm only going to summarize it very quickly, that he wanted the taqt to come to him, the throne to come to him, and there was a very powerful wali sitting in his court named Sheikh Asif bin Barqi alayhi rahma. He said, I can bring that throne before you can blink. Before you can blink, the throne will be present. When he was granted permission, the throne that came from Yemen was in the court of Sulaiman alayhi salam before the blinking of an eye. Now this is a wali from the ummati of Sulaiman alayhi salam. So Sulaiman alayhi salam's ummati has this power. The greatest of prophets, the leader of the prophets, the leader of Sulaiman alayhi salam's ummati's power, we cannot begin to imagine. We cannot begin to imagine. And this is just one of the miracles that we hear and we can't think, whoa, all that lake in a pot, how can this happen? It happened.
Yes, my dear viewers of Madni Channel, miracles of the awliya, Allah azza wa jal, these are signs of their piety, of their level, the how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has selected these people, these great people, and through them, the spreading of the work of deen. Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullah alayhi, he didn't just convert 9 million people just like this. It was this, when people saw these signs of the awliya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they saw that these people started to embrace Islam in numbers, in huge numbers like this. Regarding miracles, you know, a lot of people are confused over this aspect as well. Mashallah, Iftikhar Bhai put a very good concept forward about Asim bin Barqiya radiallahu ta'ala, that, you know, a lot of people are confused, and you see that the awliya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, continue to perform these miracles time to time in different miracles. And this is just one miracle of Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullah alayhi. If you could go on to some other miracles as well, touching upon them.
Yes, Abdul Hanan Bhai, in regards to miracles, miracle is something which the mind cannot comprehend, first of all.
Allah, Allah.
Like this, the water into the jug and then back out again. Then this is something how we ask, how is this possible? Well, how can a person do these actions? The whole point of a miracle is that the mind cannot comprehend it.
Allah,
this is a miracle itself. And what can be said about Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, that Abdul Hanan Bhai, that one day the leader of Ajmer, the hungry boy, who was innocent, and he passed away. Then they sent a message, the ruler, they sent a message to the mother that come collect your son.
Allah Allah.
And what heartbroken mother that would be. That if it's just hung in, then it's understandable.
Mm.
It was unjust.
Allah.
And they hung him without a valid reason. So she came, she was given the child, and then she went in the court of Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And pled in the court as well. That, oh Khwaja, the ruler of Ajmer, he hung my child unjustfully. And then what happened was Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala inquired that, take me to that child. And then Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz was taken to that child. And when he was there, he said the following statement, says Abdul Hanan bhai, that, oh young boy, if you were hung or given a punishment unjustfully, then rise bi iznillah. And get up with the permission of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala.
Allah.
This only this was said, and that lifeless body began moving and he stood up straight away. So this was another miracle of Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And Abdul Hanan bhai, many people, they object this miracle thing. And one individual who didn't believe in miracles, what happened was that he wanted to do test an individual, that he was famous. He wanted to test him, that he was famous, like he's a pious individual, he's a wali Allah. He goes, okay, I'm going to test him, I want to see how he is. How is he a wali Allah? So after namaz, you know, he started following him. And after Jummah Salah, what happened? Every Friday, what happened? He followed him. He followed him and he went to a market. He went and bought a kebab. He bought a kebab.
And you know, you're not making us hungry now, are you?
And this one thinking, he goes, the people call you wali, but you're eating, you're going to eat a kebab. So straight away, he kind of following him. Then he went to a place that gives roti. And he goes, okay, now he's eating roti. He's going to eat roti with kebab now. So now, okay, now I understand. And then he kept on following him, and he went to like a deserted area. Then the person started thinking, he goes, okay. That he's going to eat on his own now. He doesn't want people to see him. He's known as a wali. That's why he's going to eat on his own kebab and this and that. And he started following him into the area. And after some time following, this individual, he entered a certain hut and a certain place. And he followed him there. And this pious individual, he gave food to certain place. And he went. He was waiting for him to return, but he went. And after some time of waiting, this individual was following him. He asked that, where is this person? He goes, they're gone. And then he said, why did he come here? He goes, this pious individual, that he comes here to give every Friday food to this individual who lives here. And then he returns. Then he inquired that, where I am. And that place that he inquired, this was miles and miles and miles away from the original place. Just a mere, like, just couple of seconds, and they move from one place to the other.
Allah, Allah.
And then they ask, when is this individual coming? He goes, coming next week now.
Allah.
Next week, the entire week he waited. Then he came back, he apologized and this and that. And he goes, I believe in awliya Allah, the miracles of Allah. And then they went back with him. He goes, okay, follow me back. And straight away they're back into
the place. You know, what you talked about this distance and the, you know, traveling of the distance and how a person... If you look at I normally mention this as well, 100 years ago, no one had the concept that a person's voice would be able to travel from one part of the world to another. Why? Because there were no phones, there were no more mobile phones. No one had the concept that they could speak to a relative of theirs and see their gestures, see their tongue move 100 years ago. No. So if they were shown what we have, the technology of today, a mobile phone or video calling, they would probably think, oh, this is a miracle, right? So it's sometimes, you know...
Similarly, you know, when we recite Durood Sharif, our father's name and our name is present to an angel and who presented to the Prophet Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Similarly, if an angel was given this power, and Aqa Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, similarly, this can be used for Awliya Allah as well. Similarly, Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz, who's also titled as Warisul Nabi. And so miracles in reality, Abdul Hanan bhai, it's that which the mind cannot comprehend. Similarly, our mind and no one mind will comprehend this. And as Wasim bhai mentioned earlier as well, there are some awliya Allah that are hidden. There are some awliya Allah that do not know that they are awliya, that they are friends of Allah. And then they will find out on the Day of Judgment.
Allah.
So what we should do is respect every awliya Allah. And because of respect, the Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz, what turned his heart to this side? Because of respect of awliya Allah.
Now we turn towards our sign language segment. And we'll start with Iftikhar Bhai today. Normally, Adil Bhai has been, we start with Adil Bhai. But inshallah, Iftikhar Bhai will do the sign language, inshallah. And okay, my brothers are requesting to maybe get Sayyid Sahib to start, inshallah. Chalo, from the Sadat, we'll start, inshallah. We'll start from Sayyid Sahib, inshallah. You will do sign language, and inshallah, Waseem Bhai. So we will cross it this way, inshallah. So Waseem Bhai will guess, inshallah. So Waseem Bhai, inshallah, if you can look down, inshallah. Ji.
Money. Giving in the way of Allah. Sadqa. Zakat. Zakat. 2.5%.
Allah Akbar.
Give the zakat to the poor. Giving zakat.
We'll give you that, Waseem Bhai. Give zakat. Right? Giving zakat, give zakat. Theek hai, mashallah. Sayyid Sahib beautifully done there. Inshallah. So we'll have Iftikhar Bhai, inshallah, doing the sign language now. And Adil Bhai will, Hafiz Adil will, inshallah, give. Ji Hafiz Sahib, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. Allah Allah Allah.
Khana peena nahi.
Haan ji, sanu mana kar rahe ne. How long till Iftikhar Bhai? 3 weeks?
Chand takne, chand dekh rahe ho.
Allah Allah. Kithe nazar nahi aa rahe.
Chand dekhna. Theek hai. Khana peena nahi. رمضان شریف کے حوالے سے رمضان شریف کا چاند دیکھنا یا کھانا پینا نہیں کھانا پینا رمضان میں یا
اللہ اکبر
روزے کے اندر رمضان شریف کا تعلق ہے اس میں رمضان شریف 6 7 8 9 10 ان رمضان نہیں کھانا رمضان شریف میں پورے مہینے میں پورے مہینے میں
کھانا پینا کھا سکتے تھے سی اتنا منع نہیں کر رہے
یہ دو کا اشارہ یہ دو ٹونچی
اللہ اکبر
رمضان شریف کا مہینہ
منتھ آف رمضان ماشاءاللہ Hafsa was getting scared there that he was restricted not to eat.
He was going to add something on to that. He just said
month of Ramadan, mashallah. Ji, inshallah. So now Waseem Bhai has got to do the sign language and now Sayyid Sahib, inshallah. So we'll guess. Inshallah. Waseem Bhai is worried already. He's stressing already. Allahu Akbar.
Gumbad. Madina Sharif. بغداد بغداد گنبد ڈوم آف
اللہ اللہ اللہ
ڈوم آف عبدالقادر چلانی تھا بلو ڈوم ڈوم ہوز ڈوم شیخ عبدالقادر چلانی
I think we'll give that inshallah. Ghose Pas Gumbad.
MashaAllah.
Subhanallah. Very good. Now, I think Adil Bhai left for sign language now. Ji, nahi, aapne sign language karni hai. Iftikhar Bhai is going to guess. So, aapne sign language karni hai. Ji, tayar hai na? Iftikhar Bhai, you have to look down. Allah almost said the words as well. Allah Akbar. Ji.
Talking softly, polite words, sweet words.
Ji, I think it's Iftikhar Bhai, he said, theek hai, he's given half away, bhai. But chalo, what? What is he saying, TK upon?
Sweet words, polite words, talking polite words.
Other word for talking?
speak in polite words.
Ji. MashaAllah.
Speak in polite
today, words. Today, I think, MashaAllah, some of the Muballigheen are quite quick today, Alhamdulillah. With even Hafiz Saab, Alhamdulillah, Zujal. Ji, our topic today, Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz Rahmatullah Alayh. So much to be said regarding Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz Rahmatullah Alayh. And you know, one of the things with the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the pious people of Allah, they have a great character. They have concern for others. They have care for others. And this is something which the pious people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they all have. It's mentioned regarding Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi, approximately his age was 3 to 4 years old. Now, he saw a blind child. This is going towards Eid. He saw a blind child who's wearing clothes which are ripped. Now, Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi, as a child at that age, to the age of 3 to 4, he takes off his own clothes and he gives it to that child. So, Harbhai, this, you know, this piety from childhood, obviously, one is that he's in the blood of Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz, is the blood, you know, it's coming from the lineage of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But you know, they all have this. We hear regarding the Sadat, they are blessed with this uniqueness. And this, at this age, a child doesn't even know that how to think about others, how to care about others. Normally a child is only worried about himself. He doesn't let another child touch his toys. In this age, Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullah alayhi, look at how he's showing his sympathy for other children.
If we just look at the title, Ghareeb Nawaz, this means that Nawazing the Ghareeb means that looking out for the poor, helping the poor, blessing them and not turning them away. And it's mentioned that even regarding his neighbors, the courtesy, the manners, and worrying for them when they pass away, staying by their grave, reciting by their grave, and staying there for a long time, crying, then going to the family, and also giving condolences and asking them to keep sober and patience. And this great beauty of Islam is that we are encouraged. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, spread salam and, you know, feed people. We should be feeding people, encouraging them. Today with the poor people, we put them on the back bench, as they say. To the weddings, we invite the people that are VIPs and the luxury, and the people that have luxurious cars and houses and money, and the poor people are turned away in many walks of life. Very few people, they bring the poor people close to them. In fact, it's stated that the poor will go 500 years before anybody else into Jannah.
Allah.
And majority of Jannah will be filled with poor people. Allah. And these poor individuals, they will be in Jannah before us. And we are turning these people away today, and our madaris are filled with poor people. Why are we thinking that the deen is for the poor people? And the poor people, alhamdulillah, they do have love for the deen, and rich people do as well. But the majority of the people will be the poor people in Jannah. And Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz alayhi rahma, he loved the poor. He loved feeding them. He loved helping them. He loved being there for them. And we have to think to ourselves today, we do all sorts for the youngsters. We sit here and we plan that how do we bring people to the deen? 9 million is not a small figure. Uh-huh. 9 million, did they go football or cricket, or did they go golfing or swimming, or did they go canoeing? What did they do? Did they go on outings all this time? The simplicity of Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz alayhi rahma is the key here. Here rahma is stated that his clothes, they had so many patches on there, it's unbelievable. Today, the patches, they weren't even matched to the color of the clothing. Here rahma had patches on his clothes, and his food was his food like. Today we say we want to bring youngsters close to the deen, let's take him to the, take him out, let's give him a buffet, let's give him food. They eat, they do everything and they go. Here rahma is stated that his food was so simple that all he would do was dip bread into water and eat. That was his food.
Allah.
That was his food. That was his simplicity. He wouldn't leave the sunnah. He wouldn't leave the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today we think we have to do everything to impress people, have good stages, have good things, have people prepared, sitting in nice chairs, and yet people are away from the deen. He alayhi rahma stuck to the simplicity. Remember, simplicity doesn't mean something that is dirty. No. Mm-hmm. Simplicity, mashallah.
A lot of people are confused on that as well.
Mashallah, if you look at Abdul Hanan by today, he's looking very beautiful, very smart, but very simple, we can say. Mashallah, looking very simple. He hasn't got big logos on his clothes or designer labels and wearing his cap backwards. He's sitting, mashallah, adopting the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Is simple and it looks beautiful. This is what attracts people. And today we think, you know, we have to do something out of the ordinary and people come close to us. In fact, it's having the reverse effect. People come close to us, they see and they think, well, we'd get this anyway. And yet if they see a rich person once, or mentioned this, that he said, I wore the most expensive suits and jackets. You're talking thousands of pounds just for his jacket. You said, I saw on the airplane, on the flight, somebody dressed so simply. I was impressed by him. That his simplicity caught my eye. I also then went, when I landed, I went to the bazaar, the markets, and I purchased a simple suit. You said, when I wore that suit, the what I felt wearing those plain clothes, the simple clothes, I didn't never feel wearing the expensive clothing. So simplicity is something that we need to adopt, and inshallah, so we'll use it to spread the teachings of Islam.
MashaAllah, dear viewers, this is a unique way of the awliya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were simple. They were humble. And alhamdulillah, you even find that if you are looking in for the awliya Allah today, you want to see that the pious people of Allah, you will find them being simple. And alhamdulillah, our Sheikh Tariqat, Amir Lesun, the founder of Dawat Islami, Hazrat Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Qadri Damat Burkat, the same sympathy. Alhamdulillah, nothing different. And from him and amongst the murids, alhamdulillah, you will find that there's nothing different. Amir Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al Aliyah, at times he says that if I wished I could buy more expensive clothes, but I don't want to because I don't want my murids to feel that they need to buy and have them type of clothes as well. This is the sympathy of the pious people. Waseem bhai, talking about this status of the pious people in this way.
Amir Sunnah, to start with, mashallah, if you look at him, you know, for 60, you know, just it's only recently that he started to sitting on a chair due to his age. You know, all those years he used to do a Madani Muzakara at that age. You know, today we used to sit on the floor. 3-4 hours is a big amount. We can't last 1 hour on the floor. But someone at 60, 65 years old is sitting on the floor, conducting a Madani Muzakara, addressing millions of people throughout the whole world. This is actually his simplicity. But Abdurrahman Bhai, you know, you spoke about the lineage of Hajasa before. One thing that I like to mention is when we speak about the pious people of Allah Azza wa Jal, one thing that we see consistent majority of the time is the pious lineage above them. The parents, their grandparents, if you look at Hazrat Ghawse Pak, Rahmatullah Alayhi, look at his parents, look at his grandparents. If you look at Haja Sahab, his mother, she was a woman of excellent character. You know, we spoke about character. She was a woman of excellent character. She would remain engaged whilst doing the zikr of Allah. She would remain engaged praying her namaz. This is something that, you know, we should take from this. That today we say that we want our children to become pious, but we're not reading namaz. We're not doing the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. Meaning we want them to do all these stuff, but we're not doing it. But the pious people of Allah Azza wa Jal, they did the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal in front of their children. If you look at a great example, Hazrat Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, it's mentioned that whenever she would be doing any household work, she would be cooking, she would be finding her children, she would be doing the household work, she would be doing the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla at that time. Now you think to yourself, Abdurrahman, by compare that time to compare to majority of the households today. When she used to cook the food, she used to be doing the zikr of Allah. Imagine how much blessings would have been in that household. That food, how much blessings would be in that food. But today what's happening? In the kitchen, they're making the food, but something else is blessing around. And if you look at Hazrat Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha, it's mentioned that when she would be finding her children, at that time she would be reading the Quran. Meaning her children would be watching their mother, their blessed mother, and they would see her doing the zikr of Allah, reciting the Quran. And this is a very important thing, that if we want the children, our children today, to read the Quran, we want them to do the zikr of Allah, we want them to read the namaz, we must be the role model. We must be the example for them to follow. And you know, seriously, for the mothers that are watching out there, you know, if you actually cook food and you're doing the zikr of Allah at that time, imagine when your child eats that food, imagine how much blessings he will gain. Your family will eat that food, imagine how much blessings they will gain. So you know, all these whatever's been blasting around in the houses today, let's leave this, turn back to Allah, do the zikr of Allah, you will see the true blessings, inshallah.
MashaAllah, dear viewers, reality is that we as parents, it's how we will behave, this will have an effect upon our children. How we will recite the Quran, how we will do the zikr of Allah, our children, this will continue on with our children. If you'll find normally that there's in a house where there's a scholar, the son becomes a scholar. House where there's a hafiz of Quran, the son becomes a hafiz of Quran. And this sort of continues on, alhamdulillah. It's just like at the moment, those who are in the mahal of Dawat Islami, alhamdulillah, you find that the children are coming into the mahal of Dawat Islami. And inshallah, their children will continue going on with the Muhammad.
If we look at before we came into the environment of Dawat Islami, nobody had the mindset, very less, illa mashallah, very few people had the mindset of making their children a scholar. Very few people. But today, if you look at the brothers that are affiliated with this environment of Dawat Islami, if you ask the majority of them, Basim Bhai is mashallah, father, we have Hafiz Sahab's father. We ask them, you, yourself, mashallah, you ask them, what do you want your child to be? The first thing they'll say is Alim al-Din. Now you ask them, did you have that thinking before Dawat Islami? Probably not. It's Alhamdulillah, it's a good thing, it's a good thought. But why has that changed? And the reason that it's changed is because Amir al-Sunnat has made us realize the status of a scholar. On the day Abid, the scholar, they'll be on the day of judgment, they both can go forward. Scholar will be held back. You can't go anywhere. Why? Because you can intercede for how many you like. He can take with him his father, his brother, his teachers, the people that gave him a pen, pencil, that gave him the water to do wuzu with. He has such, alhamdulillah, rank and privilege on that day of judgment that he's going to take many with him. Hafiz al-Quran, he can take 10 people with him into Jannah that, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, that were destined maybe for the hellfire. And they can go on. That's what we hear, the blessings of those people, those children are Hafiz of the Quran. And Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz alayhi rahmah, he loved the Quran, recitation of the Quran, reciting the Quran in abundance. And we hear that those parents whose children have become Hafiz of the Quran, they will have such crowns on the day of judgment, they'll be brighter than the sun. Awesome. This will be their rank and their honor on the day of judgment. So making your child this, alhamdulillah, encourage them. And the way you're going to encourage them, inshallah, is by promoting this in the house and by also, inshallah, leading by example.
Hajjah Sahib Abdahanan Bhai used to finish 2 Quran every day. You know, you ask people today, read 2 spada a day, and you know, it's a big, big thing, but 2 Quran of the day. And it's mentioned that whenever Hajjah Sahib would go traveling, alhamdulillah, he would go traveling by reciting the Quran. Now, I just want to mention one point here. That, you know, today, for example, we're going up north, we're going down south. We got a 2-3 hour drive. Now, or other, in other words, you're going to another country. You're on a flight, you're there for 5-6 hours. If you look at the blessed individuals like Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum Aliyam, Nigrani Shura says that before he goes traveling, he already has his plan of what he's going to do on the plane. Abdul Abi Bhai, before they go on the plane, they have a plan. The first hour we're going to sleep, the second hour we're going to study this, the third hour we're going to get the bayan ready. This is time management. You know, today there's so much about time management. If you look at Hajjah Sahib, even he's traveling, he's reading the Quran at that time. So this is one thing that we should also look at as well, that TK, you get tired on your journey, but plan your journey. If it's a 3-hour journey, maybe half an hour, 1 hour rest. After that, make an intention, 1,000 times through the park. Then for half an hour, I'm going to take a book out and read a book, inshallah, azza wa jal. For 15 minutes, you know, Surah Mulk, it takes you, what, 7-8 minutes. You're after day, after Maghrib, you're just there, looking at the motorway, in other words. If you take out your phone and you read the Quran at that time, Surah Mulk, you'll get the blessings of Surah Mulk. Surah Yasin takes you 10 minutes. Instead of just looking at the motorway, you're sitting in the passenger seat, take the Quran out and read the Quran, inshallah, azza wa jal. So it's all about the focus, inshallah.
Dear viewers, inshallah, we're going to take a package now, but after the package, inshallah, I want to mention, or we want to discuss a few things regarding recognizing the pious people of Allah. Today, so many people are claiming to be pious, or so many people are showing signs of piety, or maybe you can say using technology to become pious, maybe magic tricks and these sort of things people are using and showing that, oh, there's someone pious. The piety of these great awliya Allah, it was original. There's no doubt of the miracles and the karamat which they performed. Inshallah, we'll talk about that. We've also had a few requests for naats, inshallah.
Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wo sarvare kishvare risalat jo arsh par jalwa ghar huwe the wo sarvare kishvare risalat jo arsh par jalwa ghar huwe the nae nirale tarab ke sama arab ke mehman ke liye the bagar hai shadiyan mubarak chaman ko abadiyan mubarak malak palak apne apne lane malak palak apne apne lane ye gur ana dil kab bolte the wo sarvare kishvare risalat jo arsh par jal bagal hue the
تہنیت ہے مجرم و ذات خدا غفار ہے چاند شک ہو پیڑ بولے جانور سجدہ کرے پیڑ چاند شک ہو پیڑ بولے جانور سجدہ کرے
Mandi Channel, we talked about Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz Rahmatullah Alayh, the piety of these great personalities. You find that many great walis of Allah, their mizars are places throughout the world, the tombs are situated, and people take blessings from them. But also, we want to sort of end our discussion towards this, that people are using names of these great pious people of Allah. People are connecting themselves to this CSAB. You find people connecting themselves. We're someone from Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz, from Data Darbaz, or this. And they probably never even been there. And they're issuing, you get things coming through the post at times, you know, saying, oh, give this much money and we will make dua for you. And we're from this Gaddi Nashin, and all this. And then you got people who, you know, we're talking about magic tricks, but I'm not talking about magic. You got people making so many different things. And they're showing themselves to be pious. And in reality, there's no sign of Sharia upon their faces, upon their amal.
As Wasim Bhai mentioned before, that our pious predecessors, they used to act upon something themselves first and then tell their muridin, disciples. Well, the nowadays, those fake, as we call them, when you listen to their Quran recitation, their Quran recitation is not correct.
Allah.
Whereas majority of the ta'wizat, the things that are given are from Quran and Hadith. And the Surah Fatiha, when you listen to them, they don't know it. And Abdul Hanan, but you get certain individuals these days that claim that I've done this, I can do this karamat. You'll never see a pious individual claim a karamat.
Yes.
Never. You'll see other people say, okay, this person has done a karamat, such as Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, that every night, if any of them Murideen or disciple would go Umrah or Hajj, every night they would see Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz Rahmatullahi Ta'ala performing Tawaf of the Kaaba.
Subhanallah.
Performing Tawaf of the Kaaba. Nowadays, you'll see people claim this certain type of karamat, that when I walk, doors open for me by themselves. Then you realize the automatic doors. Not the manual doors, the automatic doors. And they claim, this is my karamat. You get certain individuals, you know, they say, Alhamdulillah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given us aqal. Has given us intellect, and we can differentiate sometimes that between the right and wrong, that this individual, you know, is not telling me to read namaz, is not telling me to do this, and he's just here 24/7. When it's namaz time, he stays here. When it was namaz time, azan time, when it was in particular jamaat time, masjid was just in front of him. These individuals would not go for jamaat. Just that itself should be a wake-up call for us, that, okay, jamaat is happening, and they're not going, wahanan bhai. Awam, they actually believed him. This is the sad reality. One thing, okay, they are in the wrong, but awam, they should wake up and realize that is he the actual one I should follow to reach Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam?
Yes, my dear viewers, it's just about recognizing those who are following the Sharia, those who are following the Sunnah. It doesn't take something great, no great intellect. This last, some last Madani foods from Iftihar Bhai and Wasim Bhai as well, inshallah, as we're coming to the end of our sisla. Iftihar Bhai, it doesn't take great logic to understand that this people is original, or is he fake, or it's original.
Continuing from what Shah Sahib is saying, you look the pious awliya in their mazar, in their shrines, if you read their life, if you look at their afal, their actions that they've done, they're according to Quran and Sunnah, the ibadat, staying away from haram, keeping away from women, all these things that they've done in their life, recitation of the Quran, propagating the deen. And nowadays you see people that when the urs comes of these pious individuals that spent their life doing good acts, these individuals are using this as an excuse why it's the urs of such and such awliya, and they're racing bulls, they're fighting dogs, they got dancing going on, they got all these things going on in the name of these pious people. And if you think to yourself that these pious individuals, they've spent all their life doing good, and once they are resting in their graves in the gardens of paradise, you have these people around them in their community that are using their name to fulfill their own desires and their own wishes.
They're drugged up and they're dancing.
They're dancing and there's drugs going on and there's bulls racing. And you ask them, what are you doing? They're saying, we're celebrating the urs. This is not celebrating the urs. And then what happens is our youngsters see this and they get put off by it. They see that, look, you are doing this. We are saying this is wrong. This is no method of celebrating the urs. The urs is that you go with wuzu, you read the Quran, you read through the park, you sit there, you learn about their life, you learn about their history, and you better yourself. And you send the reward to these pious individuals, inshallah.
Gee, Wasim bhai, some final madani proofs from yourself.
MashaAllah, like the brothers have mentioned, if you want to actually see true people, look at their seerat, inshallah. Look at the sacrifice. If you look at Hajar Sahab, a young age of 15 years old, he traveled away from his city to seek Islamic knowledge. Datta Sahab, if you look at Gosia Park, Rahmatullah Alayhi, these blessed individuals actually sacrificed so much in their life. If you look at one great person, you know, today we were just speaking about faith people. If you actually want to see someone true, want someone real, there's many, alhamdulillah, but Shaykh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat.
MashaAllah.
That you know how much sacrifice to get such a big organization like Dawat-e-Islami, which is working in approximately 108 different departments. To get all this, he had to be sacrificed. You know, he had to sleep at the bus stops. He couldn't even go home at times. You know, there was no transport at that time. But alhamdulillah, he sacrificed, and this is why this beautiful garden of Dawat-e-Islami is here today. So if you want to actually see true, inshallah, look out for these people, look out at their sacrifices, and especially look at the ibadat. You know, these pious people of Allah, you see them that when the time of namaz comes, they'll be concerned that why my namaz goes now. They'll be concerned about their nawafil, they'll be concerned about their sunnah as well, inshallah. So may Allah allow us to search for the right people, inshallah.
So dear viewers, today we've looked into the seerah of the great Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullah alayhi. We've come to the end of our time, sadly. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala.
The path of knowledge is the way.